Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be following on with my talks around JavaScript and React with a CLI tool called NWB. So this is a CLI tool which generally is for creating React apps and components, plain JavaScript apps, and NPM modules. Now, this is a node module. It's very simple to install, but it gives you a full CLI experience. It's really, really fantastic. So what it tries to do, which is a bit different from your standard kind of JavaScript tools, is it's effectively a front-end for Babel, Webpack, and Karma. So it essentially allows you to get started with these tools without having to learn them up front. And you can use them in a very common way across your projects if you decide to use this for all your projects. So you don't have to copy any dependencies and configuration. It's just install and go, essentially. Which is one of the big pluses in this is, as I've said about other tools, you want to make sure they get out of the way as much as possible. If you're going to be automating anything, you really don't want it to be something you have to really work at just to get it to do what you want. Otherwise, it's kind of defeating the purpose of having them. So what does NWB provide? So it gives you development commands for the following. So creating static builds for apps, including production optimizations for React apps. Creating ES5, UMD, and ES6 module builds for React components and other NPM modules. So ES6 pretty common, or should I say ES2015, very, very common and needed. So, you know, that's a big, big tick there. Serving React apps and component demos with hot module reloading and syntax render error overlays. This is really, really nice having those error overlays, seeing as that you don't have to go back to the console or your command line to see what the errors are. It just gives you a nice overlay there. Serving plain JavaScript web apps with auto reloading on code changes, and again, giving that syntax error overlay. Now, the last point that they note here is running unit tests, but in addition to that, they have with code coverage. Now, this is pretty important. If you're doing any kind of testing, knowing that your tests are covering the code, so that's pretty big. You know, if you're kind of doing anything without code coverage, you are a little bit blind to what is covered. And when you're running unit tests, I feel code coverage is a lot more important than anything else. So having the code coverage in there is a big, big, big win. So if you are testing, which hopefully you are, if you're not, not the end of the world, but it's definitely recommended to help you stop regressions and things like that. This is a big plus, having that code coverage in there. Now, there is a bit of a double-edged sword in terms of how NWB is good and bad. So NWB owns the development dependencies. So the plus side is, you know, you don't have to copy the same dev dependencies between your projects, and you don't have to deal with keeping them up to date or anything like that. That's really good. You know, it's getting out of the way. It's taking out one more chore that you have to do. But on the other hand, it owns the dependencies for those development tools. And you are kind of locked into using NWB there. Now, it does generate dynamically a configuration. So you don't have to copy the configuration boilerplate between projects while they have this nwb.config.js file that allows you to tweak the configuration to suit your project. So there are ways around it if you want to really get in there and change your configuration. But there's also ways where you can kind of pull out if you really need to, is just pull it out of NWB, your normal Webpack config and stuff like that. You can pull that kind of stuff out if you really need to and really want to. You know, it's a bit of work, but you can do it, so you're not super tied in. But with the way that these JavaScript and React apps are built, you can essentially just put in your own Webpack config and off you go. You might not get all the serve behavior for the local server and stuff that it gives you, but you can get all that back up and running fairly quickly. You can do that via some other boilerplate, for example, where you can just copy and paste the files in and amend, or you can just write one yourself. So they're saying here in the last paragraph here, they say, to speed up developing new projects, NWB can also generate skeleton projects, which are ready for deployment or publishing out of the box and are pre-configured for running unit tests on Travis CI. So they're really giving you a lot for a small amount. So this is following that 80-20 rule where, you know, you get 80% of everything you need done with 20% of the effort. which that is a big, big win. I think if you're looking for tools that are there to help you, if it can give you a lot of output when you're giving a small amount of input, that's a pretty big win. Now, there are exceptions to that, but generally, this is really good. Some of the other things, they've got auto-installing NPM dependencies, which is really nice. I recommend just checking that out, and there's a nice little GIF example up there on the GitHub page for this. Yeah, it's pretty cool what happens with that. Of course, as I mentioned, you know that they have a web server, so you run NWB serve, and it will serve up a local web server which can run your project, and that's doing all your hot reloading and stuff like that, which is quite nice. Now, they have a lot of good documentation for getting started. The CLI in general, the API for this is very simple. So, for example, if you want to create a React app, it's just NWB new React-app and then your project name. So, in the example here, they've got GitHub issues. So, very simple one-line command. It installs the dependencies, gets the project up and running for a React app. You then, all you have to do is CD into that directory and then NWB serve and use the auto install flag. It really does come quite handy. And boom, you're off to go. You can then just pull up the browser at localhost port 3000 and off you go. And it gives a whole bunch of examples there. Now, with the commands, there's quite a lot. It's quite interesting to see all the different commands. So you've got NWB build, which will clean the project and build it again. That's NWB build, and then you've got NWB clean, which will delete any of the built resources, so you can just keep it nice and clean. And you've got NWB serve, and it has a bunch of different options there. You can change the port from 3000, which is the default, to whatever you need in case it conflicts with something else that you've got running. And NWB test, and it will run your tests through Karma, which is fantastic there. So it covers quite a lot. It itself is semantically versioned, so everything's been well thought out and well put into practice. Now, my general thoughts after playing around with this is I haven't tried it with a production kind of build on a project. I don't like the idea of some kind of tool like this really overtaking everything. So where I see where it really fits in is for demos or just spiking out an idea. So this kind of avoids having to use some kind of hosted service like JS Fiddle to play around with something. So if you're doing a proof of concept, for example, yes, using those hosted tools, you can then save it and then, send that off to someone if you do want to do a proof of concept. But the problem with that is you don't have your own tools. So this is what I like about it is it's on your own machine. You use your own tools, your own editor, your own browser, all this kind of stuff. There's no kind of limits around that besides NWB's own kind of way of working. So that is a huge plus for me, as well as, for example, if I want to do a demo, so this is where demos really come in handy, I can be at a meetup and someone wants to see about React, so I could do a quick lightning talk, just put up my hand, oh, cool, I'll talk about React. I can go up there, I can use NWB to create this boilerplate and run everything I need and show someone React. Then you might say, well, I could do that easy myself, just copy some files across from another project. But then what if you want someone in the audience to follow along with you? Or maybe, you've got a bunch of people in the room, you want them to follow along. You don't really want them to have to learn how to set up Webpack or kind of tell them to go here and there. You just tell them to get NWB and boom, they'll be up and running very, very quickly. So there are some huge benefits there. Yes, I know most people will need to have Node installed and some people don't. So there is a problem there. So those hosted tools do have their place, but in terms of being able to work on your own machine, I think it's worth that extra little bit of effort just to get that going. So I'd love to know, have you used this tool for, local development? Have you used it for developing like a real world project? Have you used it for demos? What's your thoughts on that? I'd love to know, is there any other tools similar to NWB that you really like that does very similar or maybe does something better? I'd love to know. Send through a tweet to @CoderCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to codercatchup@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on codercatchup.com for this episode. So I'd love to know, so please do get in touch. Also, if you have any general questions, just send them through to codercatchup@gmail.com or send a tweet through to @CoderCatchUp. And also put in, I've been on Anchor a fair bit, so look for Jamie Jones on Anchor, and I've been putting out a bunch of content on there as well as answering people's questions. So if you want to find me on Anchor, check that one out. But that's essentially it. If you are enjoying the podcast, though, I do ask one favor if you can do for me. I'd really appreciate it. If you do have a spare few moments to give a rating or review in iTunes, this provides some feedback to me so I know how the podcast is kind of going, besides just looking at my stats. And it really helps other people. So it provides some visibility to the podcast and allows other people to find it easier, seeing as there's some ratings and some reviews there. So I'd really appreciate it if you do have a couple minutes to go and do that. It means a lot to me. But otherwise, we'll catch you in the next episode.